Pulse 2 Matchday Live.
Stuart, how disappointed are you to lose today? It wasn't a bad performance, certainly from City today. A little bit sloppy in possession at times, but they really wanted it.
Yeah, but that's sort of saying they wanted it more than us, and I won't go ahead with that.
Said it was a good performance.
Yeah. I won't. Listen, we know in this league, I think Barry have just won away today. You know, every game. We knew today was going to be a difficult game. The way they're playing, they've got the two big lads up front, they launch it forward, they get on the bits, it's energy, it's high press. I think they're on the back of they beat Portsmouth here and they beat Rotherham here. So, regardless, it's always going to be a difficult game. It's tough for us at the minute. There's no getting away from that. I understand they were obviously upset with the penalty decision. From here, you might have had a better view from where I am. I couldn't see it. But
it looked clear, our penalty. Theirs looked very debatable. I'm not sure the lads are saying in the dressing room.
No, I think theirs is a definite penalty as well. Nat says it's a penalty kick. But I think when you come in at half-time 1-0, you know, the least you've got to take out of the game is a point. Because a point coming away from here today wouldn't have been a bad result. And I think we've asked about the first goal. It's going in. It's a poor corner. It looks as though Lodge has just got to head it away. He says he slips. It hits his head. And it flicks in behind him. It bounces to the boy and he scuffs it in the bottom corner. So you're at 1-1. And we're pushing. They're pushing. You know, we've had second half. Thought we were more as an attacking threat. And then a long ball forward. A little bit unfortunate. Killer heads it against the big boys. Harrison said there was a constant all game today. One of a big centre forward who rampages, strong, powerful, quick. Gets in behind, gets another touch in behind, and I think that brings him down. And you're 2-1 down. 7 minutes to go. I think Dom has a chance. Keeper makes a good save.
It looks as though Dom Polly might have had a shout for a penalty as well. He looked as though there was contact in the box.
I think once the referees give one to us, that everyone's screaming that it wasn't. Although it was, as you say, I don't think we're going to ever get that. But it's as we said in there. Listen, we had a good chat on Thursday because I know there's a lot of negativity surrounding certain things. But all we can try to do, and how we can alleviate that, if you like, is by winning football games. You know, if we bring a new player in, or we get somebody back from injury, or something happens positive, great. But it's our role in the dressing room as a group to knit together and to be strong together. I couldn't come in here today and say we're lack of effort, lack of desire. It was, you know, they were at it, as you said, they really wanted it. But that's how they're playing. They're at the bottom and they're going to play away football, and you've got to deal with it. But it all comes down to goals again. I need to see the first goal again. But as I say, Lawsy says he slips it near post, and instead of heading it out, he heads it up, and it's a scrappy goal. Today, we'll have a look at the sheet that we had, that we have printed out every when the window closes, and what you've got. And on the right hand side, you know, we've got McMahon, Hansen, and Hendry, and on the left we've got Chickson and Field. You know, none of them are available today or here or whatever. So we've had to go home. We've started today without a fullback, you know, on either side. I wanted Tyrell to play for. I thought he was terrific today.
Quite well, didn't
he? Really did. Yeah, but that's where I want him to play. I want him to play higher up the field.
It's his best position, isn't it, I think? But what did you make of the 3-5-2? Why did you go with that today? Because of the lack of fullback.
Both lack of fullback and the way they were playing. We thought they might go a diamond to launch it up to the front two. And all you need to get is, which the goal ended up being, a flick on and the boys in. So, but you know, I wanted to play Tyrell higher up the park, which playing as a wing back he did. I didn't want Gilly as a wing back. I wanted Gilly as a right winger. I wanted Tyrell as a left winger, really. And the three at the back, we would have been stuck if they'd have played an out and out winger, which, you know, the kid who came on, you know, could have started today, and that would have given us problems. But for all the sort of long balls, we dealt with it well. We defended well. We defended the goal well. I don't think Reuven's had a great deal to do first half, although they're coming down the hill and they're winning free kicks and putting corners in, which we knew what it would be like, and that's what you've got to be. You know, you've got to defend grittily, and we're coming at half time with a clean sheet, and the minimum, as I said, you've got to go away with is a point.
We're a little bit fortunate, actually, to be in front at half time. We actually played better football in the second half than we did in the first half.
100%, and I think we did that last year, coming down the sort of hill, if you want, in front of our dugout, so you can sort of give more advice or help, should I say. And I thought if we got the ball out wide here to this side of it, Tyrell, he would create problems, which he did. But again, it's crucial moments in games. You know, we've a stupid or a really poor first goal away, and then the second goal, a penalty kick. And at that stage, at 1-1, I think it was, you know, we were still going for the win. We were still having balls in the box and corners and attempts. But, you know, as I said, we've got people look at the league table now and, you know, the teams. It's about how many points you get into it. You know, we're setting ourselves a target of points. And, you know, what has been a points tally in the past to finish sixth, 74 points, it might mean might need more this season, you might not, you might need 74. To get 74 you need another 26 points, so that's like, you can say, what we get games left, 18, you know, you, is 18 games left? Yeah, maybe, is
I think it? You might be right.
Yeah, you know, you've got to win half of them, you've got to go out and try to win half the games. So yeah, you'll have defeat, nobody likes losing, we hated losing today naturally, but we've got to make sure we and the only way to, as I said, to take away this sort of negativity is to win football games.
Is there a bit of pressure on the players? Do you feel that as well? Obviously not generally because of the defeats. We've now lost three on the spin, albeit one in the cup, but because of this sort of negative vibes that have been in and around, despite where we are in the league.
Well,
do you feel that?
I don't, but I hear other people at the club talking about it, but I don't go on all this social media stuff and get panicking, worried about that. That's it is what it is. But I know myself, obviously, we want to win more games. But, you know, we want to start winning games. I mean, if we'd have won today, we'd have won 3 out of 4 league games. You know, yep. And then you can say, well, you know, is that bad? You know, but we haven't won today. So we have lost, as you say now, 3 on the bounce. And we've got a really, obviously, difficult game. I think Rotherham scored in the last minute against Portsmouth to win 1-0. So it's a job of lifting ourselves. You know, nobody can lift, you know, us as a group in that dressing room other than ourselves, the players and the staff. We've got to do that, and we've got to but football can change so quickly. You know, you need a result. You know, we're battling away today and we get a penalty, like you say, first half against the run of the play. I don't think they were dominating things, but they were certainly, we weren't linking up with football wise as well as we would have liked, and we thought that would be the case with them coming down the hill first half. And then you think, all right, we've got a little bit of luck there. We've got a penalty kick from nowhere, and we're coming at half time, right? Let's be strong and solid, but keep coming down. They say, let's go get a second. And we had little opportunities to maybe pick better passes in the final third, and we never. And, you know, balls going in and across. We were carrying a threat. But it's then the next goal's the key. They get it to go 1-1. The crowd get behind them. And, you know, we lose. You know, we lose again.
It's good to have Charlie back. I mean, he's amongst the goals today. Pivotal in its show today.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know, as I said, that system today was one out of necessity, really.
Is it something you might look at again?
Well, as I say, we haven't got any natural fullbacks. You know, Callum Guy's a midfielder. I think he's played right back a couple of times. You see, he can fill in there. And left back, you've got to play Tyrell if you're playing, you know, full backs. And as I said, I want to play Tyrell further up. So, you know, I don't think it has anything to do, 100%, it certainly wasn't anything to do with the system today. But say where they played, long balls, knockdowns.
Well, it worked for large spells of the game,
you know,
didn't it?
We need, and like I say, Tyrell was a threat. Gilly could have got on the ball a little bit more for us and a bit higher up, but, you know, not his day today. But, you know, Tails had sort of one of them days that, you know, just things didn't go right for him. And there's other ones that could do better. There's no doubt about that. But it is. You know, we've got to move on. We've got to, you know, we'll analyse it. We'll look at the game again, and look at things. But at the moment, we haven't got great alternatives to change things. As in, certainly in fullback areas.
Is
anyway.
Chickson close to being involved? You hope to have him maybe next week.
He's got. I mean, he's been out 12, 13 weeks now. I think it is. He came through 45 minutes playing as a left-sided centre half, and he sort of cruised the game, didn't he? So. Yeah, I think we were supposed to be having a game on Tuesday. Obviously, we've got a first team game now, so that he was going to get minutes in that. But he's feeling okay. But I think at the minute he needs some minutes. It'd be hard on him to throw him in. I don't think he's up at a level yet. But sooner the better. You know, we need sort of, you know, we need him back, which will allow, as I said, maybe Tyrell to play a little bit higher for us. But. And on the other side is a concern, the right back area.
Well, we're close to signing a player. Hopefully, Meller, that deal might go through and give you options. It's been a little bit frustrating for you. You spoke to me last week and said, listen, we're down to the bare bones here, and nothing really has happened this week.
Yeah, no, but that's out of my control. What is on my control is on the football pitch, and you know, I've got to take responsibility for that. But it's tough at the minute. But even young Jabba, you know, he's been in hospital for a couple of days. It possibly could have been glandular fever. So there's another body out. You know, I think on the board again of the defenders we had available. You know, we only had two. You know, Nat and Killer. You know, if you're proper defenders, you know, Remain's a midfield player, Tim's a midfield player, Tyrell's a wide left player. But that's not the reason we lost today. We're not making excuses or hiding by that. But I think we all, you know, everybody, you know, could do with a lift of getting a couple of players in. There's no doubt about that. That's only natural. And getting a couple of players back, you know, and getting Charlie back today was obviously a bonus.
Is he okay in the dressing room? Have you not really spoken to him?
Really.
Does he seem
spoke,
okay?
Yeah, and then we've got another long, four and a half hour journey, so we have to assess him, you know, tomorrow he's back in that, but hopefully he'll be okay. Reeves is just back in today now and feeling better, and you know, with his pelvic problem. And maybe it'd be nice if we could on Tuesday to freshen things up. But when you look, you know, the young lads that we've got on the bench, you know, it possibly will be difficult to freshen things up. But listen, it's football. We go again. We've got to go and put in a really performance. We've got to win. We've got to start winning games. But we will lose and win between now and then. The bottom line is making sure we've got enough points to get in there where we want to be. And that's obviously in that top six area. And we're still in there, but we can't keep saying that week in, week out. You know, we've lost two games now. We need to turn it round, and you know, the only way to, as I said, to take this sort of negativity away, which I believe there is about, which is fair enough, is to win games. And then, you know, things, as I said, change so quickly.
Well, you say you don't listen to social media. One question, there was a lot of rumours saying you stormed off the bus yesterday and hadn't made its way down. Are you aware of that and that sort of thing being suggested at this time?
I did what?
Apparently you didn't travel down to the team. There's a suggestion you'd stormed out and hadn't travelled down. You know, this is the sort of thing that goes on in social media at the moment.
It,
it's crazy,
does that
crazy
surprise
time.
You that I don't go on it when something as nonsensical as that is said? So, I'm flabbergasted. But like you say, it's you know, when you win, you're a great team, great manager, great coach, whatever. When you lose, you're worst players in the world, you're worst manager in the world, and that's the football at this moment. Having said that, there are a lot of, you know, supporters, you know, who were backing us today, roundabout us down there. Yeah, one or two were disappointed, naturally, as we all are. But in the main, you know, the support was positive. And I think they know it's a tough time at the minute.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's, I would say that's what supporters is, support. Let's all sort of be together. You know, every club go through highs and lows and ups and downs, as we did last season. I think we drew four games at one stage on the trot, and it was doom and gloom because we couldn't win a game.
Yeah.
But we can't keep saying it. It's about manning up, going out, battling for each other, and, you know, getting a win to lift the negativity. But it's down to us on there. Then there's, you know, there's nobody else. We've got to do it ourselves.
Yep, appreciate your honesty. Good luck on Tuesday. We could certainly do with a win, Stuart.
All right, and if you see me storming off coach, you know.
Well, we'll give you a lift up. Stick your thumb on, we'll get you on the way down.
Cheers,
there you
thanks.
Go, Stuart McCall answering some of the rumours there.
Pulse 2 Matchday Live with Uriah Woodhead. Built on firm foundations and delivering great results every time. Visit our bathroom and kitchen showroom off Canal Road.